Chapter 9. Getting It Out of Your Head. There are days when your thoughts feel like they are trapped inside your head with no way out. They bounce around, get louder, and start to take over everything. You try to ignore them, but they keep coming back stronger. It can feel like pressure building inside your chest and your mind at the same time. That is where writing comes in, and it can change everything. Writing is one of the simplest tools you will ever have, but it is also one of the most powerful. You do not need training, you do not need special skills, and you do not need anyone else involved. All you need is something to write on and the willingness to be honest with yourself. When you put your thoughts on paper, something shifts. What was stuck inside your head now has somewhere to go. Many people find that writing helps them calm down and think more clearly. When your thoughts are on paper, they stop spinning as fast in your mind. They become something you can look at instead of something that controls you. Studies have shown that writing can help people process stress and trauma and even reduce emotional intensity over time. That means this is not just a feeling. It is something real that can help. When you are dealing with PTSD, depression, or anxiety, your mind can feel like it is working against you. Writing gives you a way to push back. It gives you a way to take control, even if it is just for a few minutes. And sometimes, a few minutes is all you need to get through a hard moment. The notepad method. You do not need a fancy journal or a perfect system to start writing. In fact, simple is better. I suggest starting with a notepad, and that is exactly where you should begin. Open your phone or grab a piece of paper and just start writing whatever is in your head. Do not worry about grammar, spelling, or making sense. This is not about writing something pretty. This is about getting it out. If your thoughts are messy, your writing should be messy too. If you are angry, write angry. If you are sad, write sad. Let it come out the way it feels inside. Sometimes you might only write a few lines. Other times you might fill a whole page without even realizing it. That is okay. There is no right way to do this. The only goal is to move what is inside your head onto something outside of you. When you write things down, you start to see patterns. You begin to notice what triggers you and what thoughts keep coming back. This kind of awareness is powerful because it gives you insight into your own mind. You are no longer just reacting. You are starting to understand. Over time, writing can become a habit that you turn to without even thinking about it. When things get heavy, you reach for your notepad instead of letting the thoughts build up. That small shift can make a big difference in how you handle your day. Turning pain into words. One of the most powerful forms of writing is turning your pain into something creative. For me, that means writing lyrics. For someone else, it might mean journaling or even writing short stories. The format does not matter as much as the honesty behind it. When you take your thoughts and turn them into words, you are doing more than just writing. You are giving your pain a voice. You are taking something that feels out of control and shaping it into something you can understand. That process alone can bring relief. Creative writing has been shown to help people deal with trauma and emotional stress. It allows you to express things that are hard to say out loud and gives you a safe place to put those feelings. You are not holding everything inside anymore. You are letting it out in a way that makes sense to you. When I write music, I am not just making songs. I am working through what I feel in that moment. I am taking the chaos in my head and turning it into something structured. That structure helps bring order to something that feels overwhelming. You do not have to be a songwriter to do this. You can write a few lines, a paragraph, or even just a list of thoughts. The key is to keep it real. Do not filter yourself. Do not try to sound strong. Just be honest. That honesty is where the healing starts. Rewrite Tomorrow. I've talked about one of my songs called Rewrite Tomorrow, and that idea is bigger than just a song. It is a way of thinking. It is a reminder that your past does not get the final say in your life. You still have a say in what comes next. When you write, you are not just looking back. You are also shaping what comes forward. You are taking your thoughts, your mistakes, your pain, and turning them into something that can guide you. That is what it means to rewrite tomorrow. Your past may be filled with things you wish you could change, moments you regret, choices you wish you could take back. Writing gives you a way to face those things without being trapped by them. You can put them on paper, look at them, and decide what they mean moving forward. That does not mean you forget what happened. It means you take control of how it affects you now. You are no longer just reacting to your past. You are learning from it and using it. This idea is powerful because it puts you back in control. Even on your worst days, you still have the ability to take one small step forward. Writing can be that step. It can be the moment where you say, "I am still here and I am still moving." Each time you write, you are building something. You are creating a record of your fight. You are proving to yourself that you are still in it. That matters more than you think. Clearing the noise. One of the hardest parts of dealing with mental health struggles is the noise in your head. The constant thoughts, the doubts, the memories, and the fear can all blend together. It becomes hard to focus, hard to think, and hard to feel any sense of peace. Writing helps clear that noise. When you put your thoughts on paper, your mind has less to hold on to. It is like taking a crowded room and slowly emptying it out. You can finally breathe again. Many people notice that after they write, they feel lighter. The problems are still there, but they do not feel as heavy. That is because writing helps you process what you are feeling instead of holding it inside. It gives your brain a break. There is also something important that happens when you see your thoughts written down. You realize that not all of them are true. Some of them are just fear. Some of them are just habits your mind has developed. When they are on paper, you can question them instead of believing them. This is how writing helps you take back control. It creates space between you and your thoughts. You are no longer trapped inside them. You are looking at them from the outside. That space is where change begins. Writing will not fix everything overnight. It will not make the hard days disappear. But it will give you a tool you can use anytime, anywhere. It will give you a way to fight back when your mind starts working against you. And sometimes, that is all you need. A way to get through the moment. A way to keep going. A way to stay in the fight. That is what this is about. Not being perfect, not having all the answers, just finding something that helps you take one more step forward. That is how you Charlie Mike.